This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of deep winter, the third week of the Pussy Willow Cracking Moon, and it's the third week of the Sun in Capricorn. Although winter may seem long and gray, its progress gradually unravels the warmth of spring. And the year's natural calendar contains markers which offer reassurance that the passage of Gregorian days, your calendar days, will really and truly bring change. Just a few days from now, on January 11th, the sun rises earlier all along the 40th parallel for the first time since the middle of June. On January 26th, cardinals begin their spring mating songs before sunrise. On January 28th, average temperatures start to rise 1 degree per week almost everywhere in the United States. On or about February 1st, doves call after sunrise, and the second major thaw of the year occurs. On February 14th, red-winged blackbirds arrive in northern swamps for Valentine's Day. February 18th is winter's cross-quarter day, the date that the sun reaches halfway to equinox. And this is the average date for the start of early spring, a six-week period that gradually brings the landscape all to life. On February 22nd, the day's length reaches 11 hours for the first time since October. By March 4th, pussy willows are usually completely open, fulfilling the promise of January's pussy willow cracking moon. And by March 8th, earliest daffodils bloom and goldfinches start turning gold. March 20th is spring equinox. A few days later, you'll see cabbage butterflies out looking for nectar. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of deep winter. In the meantime, be on the lookout. Some of the signs of spring just might be early this year.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.